Okay, we had this Gemara we're talking here about Safikar of Law, Safikar of Law. So the Gemara said, but by Kiddushin, we really should Shtel and Chazaka. But Chumrahu, the Gemara said. L'Chumrah. So how do we understand L'Chumrah? That even though Safikar of Law, Safikar of Law, you would normally go Basa Chazaka, but L'Chumrah, maybe what the Chazaka says happened is not what happened. L'chumra means v'chayshu, something else happened. The Gemara said it's a chumra dasi kula. But the beginning of the whole discussion was a gezeira that minatayri go basa chazaka chumra. We're going to be machbir that maybe the kedushin was really karev law, even though chazaka says it wasn't. Maybe it really was karev law, and that's why we're machbir to require until we say chelatos alaynis yabemis. So the Gemara asks the Hachi Gerishinami. So make the same Gerish, Gezeira L'chumra by Gerishin. Even though when you throw a get to a woman, the Chazaka says she's not Megureshes. But maybe it was Karav Law. Let's make the same Gezeira L'chumra. That's the Gemara's Kasha, Yahachi Gerishinami. Let the Mishnah say Gerishin. Let's make a Gezeira L'chumra that she's Chalefes, L'Anis Yabemis. So yesterday, at the end of Shira, I asked you a question. How could the Gemara compare the case of Kiddushin to the case of Gerishin? What was the case of Kiddushin? A man was married to a regular woman, not a relative, and he threw Kiddushin to his Erva. And it was Safakar of Law, Safakar of Law, Shaiva made it Tzaras Erva. So Gemara said L'chumra. What does L'chumra mean? We're making a Gezeira because what might have happened? Maybe the Kedushin was taka closer to the Erva. And then what's the consequence of that? If the Kedushin is closer to the Erva, that when the Tzara is going to marry her brother-in-law, it's Shaloi B'Makom Mitzvah. She's going to end up doing Yibum, and she's really not allowed to, because maybe she's a Tzara Serva. Right? If the Kedushin was a Kedushin, she's a Tzara Serva. So the L'chumra there is a protection against the Nisakaris. It's a protection, Gzeri Drabbanon, L'chumra means L'chumra Drabbanon. L'chumra Drabbanon, that Chas V'Shalom, it shouldn't be an Aveir of Karev, because if the Kedushin was Karev to the man, then the Tzara has no mitzvah Yibam, and then she's being, there's a Bia of a brother-in-law and a sister-in-law, Shaloi B'Makom Mitzvah. So the Gemara, by Kedushin, said, L'chumra, we're afraid of an Issa Karev. Comes the Gemara, Lamed Aleph, says, Yihachi, Gerishin Nami. Let's have the same spiel, the whole L'chumra, L'chumra, the whole thing by Gerishin to... What's the comparison? By Gerishin, it's the reverse. By Gerishin, the Chazaka says it's a Tzara Sarva. There's no Yibam. They threw a get to the Erva. We don't know if it's Karav La, Karav La. Chazaka says don't do Yibam. What's going to happen? She'll get married, L'shuk. In fact, the Gemara, so the Gemara is saying, let's be geyser, L'chumra. What's the L'chumra? Maybe the get was karif to the erva, and now this tzara is mechuyev in yibum, and she's getting married l'shuk shaloi kedim. That's what we're afraid of. And that's only in isalav. For a yavama to get married l'shuk is only a leisase. So how could the Gemara ask a kasha? It says you said l'chum rabbi in isakaris, so of his eyes say l'chum rabbi in isalav mechatesi. Maybe Karis is Chamer, we'll go to by Karis. Alav is Mokal, we're not going to by Alav. How could the Gemara ask? Yihachi Gerishinami. This is the Kasha that I asked yesterday at the end of Shir. So the Rishash answers the Kasha. He doesn't ask it, but he just answers it. Seems to think that we would all think of this Kasha automatically. By Gerishin, the Chazaka says that she's being Pegeba Karis, so we don't let her do Yibam. Right? The Chazaka says she's a Torah Sereva. So Rashi's saying we don't let do Yibum still be Bekevius Sekaris. When the Gemara, now that's the halacha, that's not the Gemara's kasha, that's the emes. Right? Gemara's kasha was, l'chumra, let's be chayshish, that maybe she's mechuyif in Yibum. Not makula, we're not going to let her be by Akaris. Kasha l'chumra, let's say chalas is like Mr. Bemes, because maybe she's really chayiv in Yibum, and she's going to go marry L'shuk. That's Gemara's kasha. Figure it out for me. If the Kedushin, a man is married to a woman, his knee, he threw a Kedushin to his niece, Safakarabla. Chazaka says, what does Chazaka say? She's not married, which means that Minatayra, the Chazaka, Gobas, she's not married. So what does the Tzara do? The Tzara is allowed to be Miyabim, right? Because it's not a Tzara. Minatayra, we don't have a sakhi, we go basa chazaka. Minatayra, it's not a kedusha. It's not the evil. So Gemara says, let's be chayshish l'chumra, right? Where's the l'chumra? What does that mean? Maybe the kedusha was karav la. Maybe it is a tzara sereva. And she's not allowed to do yim, she's doing yim shalaka dim. That's the cheshbon of the chumra. That's right. The rabbanu were machmir because they were afraid that maybe it was Kar of Law and it's an Issacharis here. If the Kedusha was Kar of Law, then it's Issacharis. Anyway, the Rishash just tells us that there's a Gemara on Kufyatesam at Aleph, where Rava says that we're not mechalek between Issacharis and Issarlav. The Gabi Gzeris that we make, Chashashis that we make, Mali Issacharis, Mali Issarlav. What's the difference? You know, Savi Derais is L'chumra, the same if it's a Lav, the same if it's Karis. Savi Derais L'chumra. Mali Lav, Mali Karis. So Zakhtar Rishash, just like Rava there says, Mali Karis, Mali Lav, same thing here, Agamar is going like Rava, who says, Karis and Lav, we treat the same. Nafkamina between them. We make a Zeris for a Lav, just like a Derais is a Derais. It's true, Karis is a bigger punishment. It's a bigger punishment, it's almost a worse avera. Nevertheless, Mali Yisakaris, Mali Yisalav, we don't make differences in our gezeiros. I just wanted to point out that we had on Zayin Amid Aleph, last man, a very similar expression. On Zayin Amid Aleph, the Gemara talked about Asay Decholaisasei, and Asay Decholaisasei Shesh Bekaris. So there also, the Gemara said, Mali Chumra Zutta, Mali Chumra Rabba. The Gemara said in Svara, there's no difference in Asay being Dechalais. Asay Dechalais, Asay Shesh Bekaris. Mali Chumra Zutta, Mali Chumra Rabba. So we really had this idea on Zayin Amid Aleph, which is what I meant yesterday, that because I think we discussed it then. When the Gemara said, what's the difference Chumra Rabba, what's the difference Chumra Zutta, I asked you that we all know on Yom Kippur, if a chayla has to eat, or any time a chayla has to take treifis, we say, machim l'noisei hakal kal. We do make a difference between a chumra rabba and a chumra zuta. That was a question that I asked you on Zayin Amid Aleph. But on Kopanim, we have this yisayid, which is a mechudishtik yisayid, that in Issa Lav and in Issa Karis, we make the same gezeiros for both of them. Gezeiros for a lav, the gezeiros for a mali karis, Mali Lav. That's a finish. There's a Chumas Hadeshan, Chuva Reishnon. He is Dan regarding Hilchas Nida. The halacha is that a woman who's right now not a Nida, right now she's Tar, but she's expecting her vest. The vest means there's this time when she expects that she'll be Pyrus Nida. She expects, according to her experience, that she's going to become a Nida. So a husband is also to be Boyle, his wife, Samach Levesta. Around the time that she expects herself to be Pyrus Nida, a husband's not allowed to be boil his wife because chas v'shalom, she might be peres nida and he'll be over on Issacharis. The Trumas Hadeshin is dan whether during the Samach Levesta, during the Aina that she's aser, whether Chibuk v'nishuk is mutter. To be boil, that's a gemara. You're not allowed to be boil, Samach Levesta. Because it's a chash to Rabban. Could be to the deraisa, but that din that you're not allowed to be boil some of Levesta is because of a chashash. Truma Sedeshin is going there with the assumption that Vesta said Rabbanan, and he declares whether chibuk v'nishuk, whether the iser to kiss or hug Anida is something that we also make a gezeira for in such a time. Now, what's the Isser Chibuk V'Nishuk? The Rambam holds that Chibuk V'Nishuk to an Erva is an Issa D'Araisa. Loi Sikrivu L'Galois Erva. There's a Lav in the Torah, Loi Sikrivu L'Galois Erva. It means don't do things that bring you close to a Maisa's Nus. And that is Chibuk V'Nishuk. The Rambam holds it to the Raisa. The Ramban holds that it's a Harchok de Rabban. Trumas Hadeshen Nemzon that it's an Issa de Raisa. And therefore, he says that Chibuk Fenishuk Samach Levesta is Aser, just like Bia is Aser. Trumas Hadeshen Paskins that just like Bia is Aser, the time that a woman expects to be Paris Nida. He says Chibuk Fenishuk also. Why? Because of this chazal. Mali Issacharis, Mali Issalav. The Svaro is saying, which is a Gemara Kufya test, and it's a, the Rishash learns the Tar Gemara, is that there's no difference in Issacharis and Issalav. We make our chakis for both the same. So the Trumas Hadeshen says that Chibuk and Nishuk are also Samach Levesta too. What? You're passing it to Rambam. Now here we have something of a problem because the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Pei Dalid paskins that Chibuk Nishik is Mutter Samach Levesta during the day of the Aina that it's Mutter. I think the Taz says Toid L'Hachmir to be Chayshin Shum Sadesh. But the Shulchan Aruch itself paskins that Chibuk and Nishuk is mutter. And the Shulchan Aruch in Evan Ezer paskins like the Rambam that Chibuk and Nishuk are Nisa D'Araisa. If the Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rambam, it wouldn't be Shre. It would be a Drabbanan. But we paskin in Evan Ezer like the Rambam that Chibuk and Nishuk and in the Gia Shulchiba. Is an Issa D'Araisa, he says, if you even pass the Ziharat Al Yaver, that Chibuk and Nishuk is an Issa D'Araisa. And yet, in Hilchas Nida, we paskin the Chibuk and Nishuk, Samach Levesta, is Mutter. So we seem to have a major problem with this klal of Mali Issacharis, Mali Issalav. It appears that the Shulchan Aruch is not passing this way. The truth is, it's a machlokes on kufiyot tes. Rishash says our Gemara is going like Rav, holds that way. But this in Shulchan Aruch seems to be a problem, and this is a kasha that's asked by the Sidrei Tara, by the Mefarshim and Hilchos Nida. Now, putting the question aside for a minute, there's an interesting Mishnah Lamelech. Who talks about, doesn't talk about the Trumas Hadeshin, talks about Ayusai. The Mishnah Lamelech is in Hilchis Yamtif, Perak Aleph Halacha Yud Zayin. And he says, what do you mean Mali Issacharis, Mali Issalav? There are a handful of Gemaras that are machalik between Karis and Lav without discussion. One of the Gemaras he mentions is a Gemara in Bava Metzia, Daf Tzadik, has an Ibaya. The Gemara says, we know on Shabbos, Amir al-Akum is Asa. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to tell a guy to do malacha for you. So the Gemara has an ibaya. When Chazawa Geyser Amira La'akum was that only on Shabbos, which is in Issacharis? Was it also, the Gemara is a shayla on the lav of chasima, leisasim shar b'dishay. There's a lav, you're not allowed to muzzle an animal when it threshes. So the Gemara says, what about telling your goyish worker to muzzle the animal? You're telling the goyish worker to go take the animal out to thresh. Is amira la'akum osir? The Gemara's ibaya is, were they guys are amira la'akum only by chorus? Or were they guys amira la'akum even by a lav? And the Gemara is not paishat ibaya. So the Mishnah Lamela says, we have Beferish Gemara, that's Mechalti Karas Alav, like Zeris the Rabbanim. Another Gemara, there's, I think, a well known Gemara, that Rav didn't let his son take out a splinter. He didn't let the Gemara, the Sanhedrin. Gemara says that Rav didn't let his son take out a splinter because he might cause him to bleed. And his son to be chayvul than his father. Is an Isser Chenek, it's an Isser Deraisa. Now, the Pshat in the Gemara is, you should just know, Pshat in the Gemara is that he might make him bleed, a bleeding that's not necessary for the refuah. That's the Pshat in the Gemara. A bleeding is necessary for the refuah, many, probably most places can hold is not us. It's that we're afraid when you're poking around with a needle, he'll do something that's going to cause unnecessary bleeding. At any rate, the Gemara says the following. The Gemara says, Rav lo yishavik lebrei lemishkol siyua. He didn't let him take out his splinter. Frek the Gemara, in Kain acher nami. No one's allowed to make a chabura in someone else. What's the issa to be chayvel in somebody? Benino? What's the issa to punch someone in the nose and make him bleed? Huh? You don't know. You see, the Gemara, you're not saying, because you're a Kayan. It says, since you have to pay, by this, it's awesome. But that's, he's talking about being Mazik. So, Kayan, you're right. But the Gemara says, there's a lav in the Torah, Pen Yosef. By Malchus, it says, Pen Yosef Akaisai. Pen is a lav. Right? Lo Yosef, you're not allowed to give an extra Malchus. Malchus, you have to give what's the thing, and Pen Yosef, you're not allowed to eat. That's a lav. So, in fact, the Gemara, how can anybody take out your splinter? Maybe you'll be chayvel. So the Gemara answers, Hasam chenek hachalav. For chenek, Rav didn't want his son to do it. Maybe the ayve is a chenek. It's a lav. All right. I'm not going to make his heiress when it's a lav. So it seems that there's a difference between karis and a lav. There brings a few other Gemaras. These are just too easy to say over. And therefore the Mishnah Lamela says that avada, there's a difference between karis and lav. The difference is between karis and lav. We make a zeris more for karis and lav. The only time we say mali karis, mali lav is when you're going to basa chazaka. When you have a reason to shtel on chazaka, so the kayach of the Torah that says by sveikas you go basa chazaka, now you want to make a zera. So then we say, Mali Karas, Mali Lav. The Kayach of going Basa Chazaka, that's the Sugya there in Dakuf Yutes. The go Basa Chazaka that a woman didn't give birth, didn't become pregnant, give birth. So to go Basa Chazaka, then we say, Mali Karas, Mali Lav. That's this rule, which applies, Kuf Yutes applies in Laman Aleph. As I state in Mishnah Melech. According to this Mishnah Lamelech, the kasha and the Trumas Hadeshim falls off. Maybe. There, we're making a gezeira that a person may come to be by a nida. So we make a gezeira, a person might be by a nida. So the question is, so make a gezeira chibakanishuk, he might be ever alive with a nida. So the answer is, you're right. The gezeiris, we make more for Karis than for Lav. The rule that we're saying today, Mali Karis, Mali Lav, is when you're shtelling a Chazaka, Tishtela chazaka and say, no, we shouldn't. Malikaras, malilav. The koyach of chazaka is such that the Torah is saying, when you have sveikas, go basa chazaka. So by such sveikas, to make a gezeira, we say malikaras, malilav. And that's what the Mishnah Melech says. I'm just using the Mishnah Melech and plugging it in by Nida. Right, with the Trumas Hadash himself, there was no kasha. Just explain the Beis Yosef. Trumas Hadash, and you're right. To explain the Beis Yosef, this would explain the Beis Yosef. This is Shishtikal Torah, Mishnah Melech's Torah. The Kudah, though, the Kudah is this idea of Mali Karis, Mali Lav. We're talking about Chazakis those man, so it's nice to plug this in also to the rule of Chazakis, that when you go Basa Chazaka, you don't have to be more afraid to go Basa Chazaka by Karis than by Lav. Okay, now let's learn a new piece of Gemara, and this piece brings us back to the new discussions of Chazaka de Meikara. Let's learn the case, and just think about it before we get into what anybody says. Okay, Esve Abaya. Now this is going to be a kasha. Before it's a kasha, let's learn the case. Okay, please think about it based on what we learned. Nofal Abayis Olav Valbas Ochiv Ven Yedua Eze Mehen Neis Rishon. Okay, let's just think about the case. A house collapsed and two people died, a man and his wife. Which wife? The wife, that's his niece. This man is married to two women, to his niece and to the tzara, and he has no children. A tragedy happened, the house collapsed, the man died, and his niece, who's his wife, died. And now the tzara comes to ask a shayla. Is there a din yibum or not? What's the shayla? Totally a shayla of fact. What happened? What were the facts? When the house collapsed, could be he died first. If he died first, then what's the din? If the man died first, then... Yipata from Yibum. If she died first, the Erva died first. If the niece died first, and then the husband died, then there's a chi of Yibum. Is there a third possibility? Either he died first, she died first. Is it possible they died exactly the same second? Yefshel Tzamzim. What is the Yefshel Tzamzim? Means that we can't figure things out that they're Metzamzim. Yefshel Tzamzim means it can't happen, or we can't be aimed on it. It could happen or can't. It cannot happen. Can't be that they both died the same second. No. Okay, so let's assume it'll hurry right, because if you have three possibilities, it messes up the whole Gemara. Then you have two possibilities one way and one the other way. So let's assume you're right. Let's assume it's the Yefshe, they died the same time. One died first, the other one died second. So it's a 50-50 suffix. So what would you say before you look in the Gemara? I mean, I hope it's after. I hope you look at the Gemara already. But in Svara, what should be? What does Chazaka tell you? Well, what does Chazaka say? Who died first? So Chazaka should say they both died the last possible second of all Asvegas. If they both died the last possible second, why is it so? They could have both died the same second.
They can't die the same second.
They can't die the same second.
Why can't they die the same second?
I'm not sure. There's the expression in the Gemara, Yefshel Tzamzim. Taisus is Mesupik. If Yefshel Tzamzim means we can't figure it out, or it can't, things can't happen that way. Yeah, if God wants, he can do it. That's for sure. But I guess the question is if it happens, if it's a reasonable possibility. Time could always be broken down, but occurrences could also be broken down. So you can break a second into two halves, but I can still say they both died in that half. If you divide that into the quarters, I can still say they both died in that quarter. Break into eighths, I can say they broke in that eighth. Now, whatever you tell me, the possibility, it becomes, odds are against it the more you break it down. Chayr is a possibility. Okay, let's assume it's Yevshel Tzantzim. We always say Yevshel Tzantzim. So maybe Naftali's right. We should say, the Chazaka is that they both died the last second.
Her Chazaka says she died last, and his Chazaka says he died last.
And they both couldn't have died last.
They're both
Chazaka of each other. So therefore, what should we do?
So we can't use that
Chazaka. We can't use
Chazaka.
Why? If you hold Cheskes Chai is not a Chazaka, it's
no,
a Luxus.
No, because he has raised against it. You know that they're dead.
We know, well, every time, every Cheskes Chai is when we know they're dead.
No, but
you know the Hasla, it's not a Reyes and a Chayim. There's no Reyes.
It's a Reyes that they died, and there's no Reyes that they died later on. Even the Hasla, they died.
It's everything. Every time someone falls, let's say you have a Yartzeit Shaila. The house fell down, Bein HaShemashes. You have a Yartzeit Shaila. So you would say he died the later time. Could die early, could die later. If you hold that there's no Cheskes Chai, because you hold Chazak, it's not a Chazak, then you're right. But Chayr, this Gemara is a Rai, you do say Cheskes Chai. You have to see how they deal with it. No? What are we doing here? If you hold there's no Cheskes Chai, because the Chazak is Yerush Da'anayis, then you're right. Let's assume there is, because Tosfos here talks about a Cheskes Chai, right? Tosfos Nofel Abayis says, Tosfos says that Shnei HaMesu, Chin Yochel Yeshu Mesa Tchila, Kamai the Baal Mesa Tchila. We'll see, we have to get to Tosfos. Well, we'll go now with the Pesachim that hold there is such a thing as a Cheskes Chai. Now, if you hold there is such a thing as a Cheskes Chai, then what? Then we have a stira to two chazakas. Okay? That's for sure. There's two chazakas on the snag de zulazu. So we used to talk about trey to trey. You have two Eidim against two Eidim. This case of Nofel Abayis is a case of shtei chazakas ha-misnag de zulazu. You have two chazakas that contradict each other. What do we do by two chazakas that are misnagged one to the other? What does it say here in the Gemara? What? What's the Gemara saying? Nofel abayis lo v'abas achiv v'ein do ezem em eis rishin sarasa chelatzes v'lo em isi abenes amai yachan nami neim ishizu b'cheskes heta l'shur kaimedes v'zorg d'ba lo eisan serim esafik. So what does abayis say? You should go b'as a chazak. Now hold on a minute. You just said the two chazakas contradict each other. Well, the chazaka that he died last is a chazaka. The same second. And we should say they both died the same second. I'll tell you the truth. In the Kovetz in Yonim, he brings this kasha. Why don't we reckon with the chazaka they died the same second? He talks about, we were talking about if you say Yevshel Tzantzim. So, God, Bezos Hashem, we'll come to it, the Kovetz and Yanim, but we'll assume now it's Yevsha to be the same second, because it's a kash on the whole sugya. We'll assume it's not possible to be the same second. So then we have his chazaka, he lived as long as possible, past her. She has a chazaka, she lived as long as possible, past him. So we have shtei chazakas ha-misnag de zulazu. The Gemara says, you should go basa cheskes heter. We just finished saying you can't go basa chazaka. So I'll tell you the way I understand the Gemara. I don't think I'm saying a chiddush, but I'm saying I understand. Maybe you'll find someone understands differently. I like to say things from a marimakim. I'm not. I'm just saying the way I understand. We started chazakas. I told you there are three types of chazakas. Chazaka de meitar ikara of fact, just the saguf de meikara. A chazaka, a body changed as late as possible. A person died as late as possible, or a baby was born as late as possible, tzaras changed as late as possible. That's chazaka de meikara of guf. Then there's a chazaka de meikara of din, which is not exactly the same as the tzaras, which is a metzias, but it's also chazaka de meikara. Chazaka de meikara, that the din didn't change. It was tamei, it stayed tamei. It was a Pnuya, state of Pnuya. And then the Chazaka Dahash. The way I understand the Gemara is saying the following. We prefer to go by the Chazaka the Meikar of the Guf. But that's a theory. Chazkestas HaGuf says he died later. He was alive as late as possible. Chazkestas HaGuf says she died later. She was alive as late as possible. They cancel each other out. What do you do when two Chazkestas HaGuf cancel each other out? You go Basar, the Chazaka in Din. The Chazaka in Din, she started off Beheter, so Beheter Lashuk, so the Tzara has a Chazkestas Lashuk, and she remains Mutter. Good pshat in the Gemara? Cheskas and Guf cancel each other out. That's Abaya's kasha, right? Abaya is saying, why don't we go Basar? Cheskas Heter. Then the Gemara gets into the Rabbanans. But in the Daraisa, before the Rabbanans came into the Gemara, that's the Sugya Sagamara. So we have a list, the piece of paper with all the rules of Chazakas we're learning. Today we're learning another rule. Two chazakis have a snag day zelazet, two contradictory chazakis, what do you do? So, we're learning in Agamara, then you let the two cheskas aguf cancel out, and you go bust the chazak in there. Shmaitza hey, and we discussed till perik tes. When we talked about Taisis Isha, we discussed the shmaitzas basically till perik tes. Today we talk about perik yud. Perek Yud, the Shmaitza talks about Shnei Chazakis HaMisnag Nizu Lazu. What do you do when you have two Chazakis that contradict each other? And he brings from the Sefer Tvu Ashar. Tvu Ashar is a Kadmain on Yeridaya. Yeshiva Shemesephthus, you don't bump into the Tvu Ashar too much. But you're on Yeridaya, Hashchit and Trefus. The Tvu Ashar clears the following Shaila. When you find a chicken or an animal, if the shechita, that has a treifus in it, and you're mesupik, if the treifus happened mechayim or lach shechita, what do you do? Okay, got the question? You shechted an animal, now you buy a chicken, and the pulka is broken. I already told you that if it's bloody, very bloody, it happened mechayim. If it's no blood, then it happened lach. What is it in between? It's a little bloody. Could have happened Chayim, it could have happened Lachashchita. What do you do? Now before I tell you the Shmaitza, what I did when we talked about this a week ago is I told you the Prima Gadim. Prima Gadim says that if you're not sure if it happened before Shchita or after Shchita, you assume it happened before Shchita because of a Svara that it's more Shchiach for living animals to have accidents, living animals to fall and break their bones, more than dead animals. Dead animals don't run around, and they're not likely to break their bones. You shut the animal, it lays on the floor. So the Prima Gadim holds it could be Mekel for his reason. So I just told you the Prima Gadim's reason. Now forget it, because the Tvoshar the Shmaita are not going into the Prima Gadim. What? You say it happened Mechayim, and you match it. I'm sorry. You're machmir, and you're machmir if you say it happened mechayim. That's the Prima Gadim's psak, that you're machmir for a svara. As I said, forget the Prima Gadim. Because in La Halacha could be passing the Prima Gadim. But the Shmaitza, the Tvu Ashar, are ignoring for whatever reason the Prima Gadim. And they're talking about the rules of Chazaka. They say it's a safik, could happen mechayim, could happen lachamisa. What do we do now? Could be a Prima Gadim is might, and certain types of treifus have nothing to do with running around. Could be. If the animal has a hole in the liver, I don't know if it happens running around or not. Right, but anyway, put aside the Prima Gadim, let's down Dine Chazaka. You have an animal, has a treifus, you don't know if it happened, Mechayim ala Achabisa. What do you say? Chazak, Cheskas HaGuf. What do you say? Anybody? Cheskas HaGuf is that it was dead. Why? The bone broke at some time. So Cheskas HaGuf should say the bone broke later. Right? The bone could have broken when the chicken was alive. Then it says it happened later. But 1 minute. It's up to Tvoshar. There's a chazaka on the bone breaking that are broken later after Shechita. But 1 minute, there's a cheskes haguf on the animal. The animal was alive. So why don't we say a chazaka that it stayed alive as long as possible past the time that the bone broke? You follow? The bone broke at a certain hour. The animal was shechted at a certain hour. Now we want to know which hour came first. Which minute came first. A certain minute of shechita, a certain minute it broke its bone. All we care is which one was first. The shechita minute or the broken bone minute. So that's it for sure. Why am I saying a chazaka that the broken bone happened later? Cheskes haguf. It was born with a whole bone. Cheskes haguf says it happened as late as possible, so it happened after shechita. 1 minute. Say the opposite. The animal was born alive. It died at a certain time. So say it died much better. It died after the time that the bone broke. Anything wrong with that? What do you mean, what's to do with the animal?
What does the bone breaking say that it died after the bone broke? After the bone broke. What does the bone breaking have to do with it being the time?
The bone broke at a certain time.
But it has nothing to do with time.
Maybe it's not doing
it's not
time.
A measurement of time.
And when it died, it's a measurement of time.
It died at a certain time. If you measure the time, what time was that? So you say it was the latest possible time, whatever the time.
Right.
When the bone broke, has nothing to do with. It's not restricted to the time of its lifespan. You can't say it broke in later time, but the bone breaking is not.
The bone could have broken at any time.
It's not a measurement of time. The bone breaking is not a measurement of time.
But shechting is also not a measurement of time. It was Nishnata and it was Nishbara.
Okay.
Which was first? Chazaka of Nishnata says the Shechita was later.
Nishbara
says it was later.
Later than what?
Later than any other occurrence that could have happened.
Why does it have to be later than any occurrence?
Because
that
the Chazaka says it was alive.
After someone crossed the street. There's nothing crossing person crossing the street. There's nothing to do with
it. It was raining today. Was this animal alive when it rained? Chazaka says that it was still alive when it rained. No? It started the day alive. It rained between 9 and 10 o'clock. So now I say, was it alive when it rained? Cheskes haguf says it was. Because it started the day alive, it ended the day dead. When did it die? As late as possible. It's nothing to do with the rain. But if you want to be done on the minute. It was after any time period that you could designate that the suffering happened later.
It has nothing to do with an occurrence.
Why does it have to do with an occurrence?
It has nothing to do with an occurrence. It has to do with the time.
You mean to say that if I say it happened between 9 and 10, then you're masking it happened later.
But I
don't know when it broke.
Before the rain or after the rain, it's not a time.
But let me ask you a question. What's the difference between cutting the neck of the animal, which we call shechita, and cutting the bone of the animal, which we call nishbara? There was a cutting of the neck and a cutting of the bone. Now, cheskes haguf. This morning, when this animal woke up, the animal was alive, it wasn't shechted, and it had a good bone, it wasn't nishbara. Now, it's 12 hours later. Over these 12 hours, two things happened to the animal. There was a nishchita, and there was a nishbara. Why should the chazaka say the bone broke later than the shechita, more than that the shechita happened later than the bone breaking? Two things happened. Shechita is a very important chashuva thing, but so on. It's a cutting the neck.
We're
cutting the bone.
I know the shechita happened before fact that I know that the bone for sure happened. I know the shechita happened for sure by 10 o'clock. And the bone breaking, I don't know.
Let's say I don't know what time the shechita was. You've been asking. Let's say I don't know when the shechita was. The shechit came by my house. I left him the keys. I said, come whenever you want during the day. I come home at night.
You
shechted
the
animal.
How
do I know what happened?
The limit of the bones after the shechita.
It could have broken after shechita.
So that already had a further time than the shechita.
But the shechita could have happened after the bone. And the bone could happen after the shechita.
Shechita couldn't happen after. The shechita for sure happened before. Shechita is limited.
Somebody help Yankee out. Does anybody, if you understand, help me.
Shechita is limited to 10 o'clock when it's up. The bone breaks.
I know it died by 10.
Whatever the time is.
I don't know. I have this 12-hour block between 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. 8 a.m. I left to work. And I left the keys to the shechita. I come up at the end of the day. It's shechted. No, right. It's a shechita mumchenei. And I assume the shechita shechted it. Not the cleaning lady. So I call at the end of the day and I find a shechted chicken with a broken bone. I have two questions. What time was shechita? I can't find out. The sheikh has come. What time is the bone broken? I can't find out. I don't know. I have no video equipment. It happened from Sunday at 8 and 8. Why should I say chazaka that the bone stayed whole past shrita and not say chazaka the next stayed whole past nishbara ha bone?
I come home and see a shaykh, I know what happened at least 1 minute.
Right. And if you see a broken bone.
See a broken bone, it's lit till neck.
The minute you see the broken bone, it could have happened right before.
It takes the less time for the bone to break.
Is that it?
There's more of a possibility. Broken bone is more time to
break.
That's
what you said before.
It does. A different level. It's limited to a later time. So broken bone has a later time on it.
Shkita takes a second, and breaking bones takes a second.
But the shkita can't happen.
The only thing is when the bone broke. They seem to know the shkita. Is this the bone broke before the bone broke after?
Well, if when the shechita took place the bone was broken, so then the shechita was a machshir the animal. It's going to help the Eved Rechai. Therefore what?
So the shechita, we know is a good shechita. We don't have any shalot on the shechita. We have a shalot when the shechita happened.
But we have a shalot when the shechita happened. You could phrase the same shalot two ways. When did the shechita happen? Or when did the broken bone happen?
The shechita is concerned, it doesn't matter when the shechita happened. The shechita is not going to behave like many suri
Right. You see, but I'm not being done on this Eved Menachai. Eved Menachai was mutter with shechita. I'm being done as a treifus. See, my shiloh is a treifus. Right, why can't I? Let's say I know the bone broke at 5 o'clock. I don't know when the shechita was. I don't know if the shechita shechted at 4 or 6. Let's say that would be the case. So you'd be masking? Then you'd be masking? What? Yeah. So wouldn't I say the shechita happened as late as possible? So now, when I don't know when the shechita was, I don't know when the broken bone was. Good, that's why I'm talking about it now, because you're right. So what should be, therefore? So therefore. Well, let's see. You're right. That's why I'm talking about the case here. You're right. It is the same.
As long as you don't know when it was this, bro, it doesn't matter when the shechita was. When our father knows when the shechita was. We have no reason to.
No, we only care when the shechita was. Because if it broke after shechita, it's mutter. If it broke before shechita.
We don't know when it was this, bro. We don't know what time the shechita happened. So even if we know what time, even we'll figure out what time the shechita happened, it won't answer our problems. We won't know when it was this, bro. Only if I know what time.
Aren't they two ways of saying the same thing? When you say, I don't know if the bone broke after shechita or before, isn't it exactly the same thing as saying, I don't know when the shechita took place, before the bone broke or before? Isn't it the same exact things, just two ways of saying it? Isn't it? I don't know if it happened before or after. I don't know if this happened before or after. It's not the same. I don't know if Reuven is older than Shimon. I don't know if Shimon's older than Reuven. I'm saying exactly the same thing. So what's the shaila? Do I care what time was Nishbara? I only care if Nishbara relative to Shechita. But I don't really care what hour it was Nishbara. The whole shaila is one relative to the other. I have Shechita, I have Nishbara. I'm asking to you that the first hergish is like you're saying, but it's not correct. It's just the way people talk. People talk this way. Did the bone break before shechita? Did it break after shechita? But in fact, you could say the same thing. Did the shechita happen after the bone broke, or the shechita happen before the bone broke? And I don't think in English there's any difference if you phrase it one way or the other. Right. Somebody wants to argue the point. The fact is that the Tvuas Shor says that these are Shnei Chazakas HaMisnag DeZuluzum. That's what he says. He says when you have two Chazakas Misnagid one to the other, so you're in trouble. You have no right to go Basa Chazaka. And the Tvuas Shor says that for that reason, it's a regular Safik Daraisa L'Chumra. There's no Chazakas. and you have to be machmir. Why don't you go Basr, the Cheskes Hadin? Why don't you go Basr, the Chazakin? Okay, that's the Shmaitza's Kash. So Shmaitza asks, and he doesn't phrase it that way, because I told you this word of Cheskes Guf and Cheskes Din is the way I'm explaining it. The way the Shmaitza says it is, that's our Gemara. It's not Mishal Gemara. Our Gemara is Shnei Chazakas and Misnagde Zulazu. So what do? We have Shnei Chazakas and Misnagde Zulazu. So what do? You go Basa Cheskes Heter in our Gemara. You go Basa the Chazaka, what I'm calling Chazaka, and Din Meikara. You don't say it's a Safi Daraisa. You go Basa the Chazaka and Din. So Frech the Shmaitza on the Tvu Ashar that here also you have Shnei Chazakas on Misnag Dezul Lezul. So his Lashon is, if you don't hold Machzikinim Issa Le'esu, right, so Machlaikis, if you're Masik from Eva Menachai to Trefus. His expression is, if you don't hold Machzikinim Issa Le'esu, then it should be Mutter. Because it started with a Chazak, it's not a Trefa. Because every animal has a Chazakah Sheinah Trefa. And we should, the chazaka, the guf, is the snagged one to the other. They cancel each other out. So go basa the chazaka of the animal. And if you hold the chazaka of the animal as the chazaka shein a treifa, so go basa that chazaka, sum it's ain't a treifa, and then you're in good shape. And then it'll be mutter. This is the kasha that the Shmaitza is. So the Shmaitza basically is saying that the Tvur Shar is Agamara. The Shail of Shnei. Chazakas and Misnag Dezul Lezul, we only know two cases so far. Our Gemara and the Tvu Ashar's case. And the Shemaitza asks on the Tvu Ashar that your case is this Gemara. And the Gemara doesn't say that Chazakas and Misnag Dezul Lezul applies a regular Safi Deraisa to the Chumra. It says you can go Basa Cheskes Heter. So here too, go Basar, if you hold there's a Cheskes ain't a treif on animals, which is telling you the old Machlaikis and Masakinim Isalisir. So then it's nishrata, it's beches kesata, it's yivadu chabam anishra, nitrafa. So then it's good. This is his kasha. Now this kasha, I understand. It's kishmaka kasha. For the moment, we have no problems with it. He does say one more knech, which may have something to do with what Yanki said. He said the following words. He says, if you know the time of the Shechita, which is usually the case, Shechita was planned. It says, if you know the time of the Shechita, then you should go, but then the only Safik is Nishbura, Basai Nishbura, and then we should go, Basai the Chazaka, Haguf, that it broke late. Then he says, if you know the time on the clock, you know the minute of Shechita, just you don't know if at that time this treifus was there. So then it's not shnei chazakas amisnag dezul lezul. You have no suffix when the shechita happened, and then it should be mutter because you say cheskes haguf it broke later. Okay, now that's what the Shmaitza says. The Chavos Das, which hopefully we'll get to tomorrow, agrees with that. That you know the time of the shechita, then there's no suffix when it was shechted. You go bust the cheskes haguf that the bone broke later. Okay, I would phrase it differently. When I saw this in the Shmaitza, I thought I didn't understand it, because I'll tell you why. Because when you say you know when it was shechted, what does that mean? I'm not saying the same thing you said. When you know a shechted, what does it mean? You know the time of the clock. It was 2 p.m. when it was shechted. But that's meaningless. The words 2 p.m. don't mean anything. It's just a time that all human beings agreed to call this time 2 p.m. Except for women, they have a different concept of 2 p.m. But every human being agreed to call it 2 p.m. What does that do for me? I know the moment of shechita. There's zero to do with the whole din. The nidain isn't, was it at a certain... If the Shabbos was a Shabbos or Chayil, so it matters with what minute it was. The shaila was, did the bone break first or did shechita came first? So now I know the shechita was at 2 o'clock. Who cares? Who cares? If I know it was 2 o'clock, that sheds no light on my suffix. Right? Let's say I have a shaila. Who's older? Reuven or Shimon? So someone tells me, Reuven was born on Rosh Chodesh Iyar. Does that help me in my suffix? Doesn't help me a bit. Right.
Not being aware of it, that the bone had that bone. But since the possibility existed for the bone to break after the shechita, so that was less the chazaka.
Right. So now I'm sitting here clearing a shaila. Did the bone break first, or did the shechita happen first? The bone broke first, shechita happened first. Which one was first? Could be this was first, could be that was first. Chazaka says that that was later. Chazaka says that was later. So someone comes in and he says, Shechita was at 2 o'clock. What do you do for me?
He's put a limit on the Chazaka.
It's fine. I still have exactly the same suffix if the Shechita was first or the bone breaking was first.
To be the suffix.
I understand. But for the Chazaka, to the possibility, I don't know what happened. So I shtel on Chazaka to be, not to be Mevar the suffix, to Paskin the suffix. I shtel on Chazaka. I can still shtel on Chazaka. That shechita happened later than the broken bone.
It's a possibility that exists. But chazaka tells me the bone still, that the bone still existed. But it still holds time of shechita.
Chazaka tells me the bone is still whole at 2 o'clock. So what are you telling? You're telling me because the bone breaking, I'm a subject from 8 to 8. And shechita, I'm only a subject from 8 to 2.
Right.
So therefore, you can tell chazaka. So you're right, if in the case that I'm saying. Okay. Then you could judge logically or go basa chazaka. What Yankee said, I was saying that logically the chances are the same. Yankee said, we're not talking logically, we're just talking shtelling on chazaka. So if you're shtelling on chazaka, right, so I don't know what was first, shechita or nishbara. Shechita was 2 o'clock. No, you're not telling me it was first. You're telling me it was at 2 o'clock. You're not telling me it was just first. But the point is that I have a right to say Nishbara happened later than 2, and I have no right to say Nishkata was later. Okay. Now, for tomorrow, I'd like you to have this klar, because this Shmaitza is a plia. I'll tell you why it's a plia. Taisis Dibra Masl Nafal Habayis deals with the Shmaitza's Kasha, in effect. The way Taisis Nafal Habayis learns the Gemara, you have to learn the Taisis properly. If you learn the Taisis correctly, Taisus is Taka saying that it's Sheikh Hazak Zulazu, and Taisus deals with it. The Imre Bina has this Ha'ara on the Shmaitzah. Now, downstairs, the thicker Shev Shmaitzahs bring in the bottom the Imre Bina's Kasha on the Shmaitzah. And we're going to try to answer it tomorrow. It doesn't bring a Teretz. That has to do with learning Taisus correctly. When you learn the Taisus, there's a Kasha that everybody asks on Taisus. Say everybody. I saw that in the Dibur Taisha, in the Shur of Shmuel, Rav Nachum is probably the easiest place to look. I think the Berachas Avram. I saw one more Sefer, the Elis HaShachar. It's also easy to look. It's a short piece. They all ask a Kasha on Taisus. It's not a hard Kasha. Now, they have Terutzim. What you must know is their Kasha on Taisus. Because their Kasha on Taisus has to do with this business with the Shmaitzah. So you have a lot of homework for tomorrow. I'd like you to make sure you understand Taisus and the Kasha they ask. Also, there's a third case of Shnei Chazakas and Misnagda Zulazu in the Shmaitzah. Shmaitzah, Hey, Perek Yud. The first paragraph is the Tzvor Shar's case. The last paragraph is our Gemara. In between, there's a Mikveh case. And that mikveh case is brought by the Shmaitzah. It's also a case of Shnei Chazakas HaMisnag Zulazu. And that's this whole paragraph is three, I think it's just three paragraphs, at least in my print, of the Shmaitzah. So please be prepared for it tomorrow.